It's Monday night and time to talk football. Welcome to the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Now, here's your host, Chris Beckham.
Broadcasting live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night, this is the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive, and I'm Chris Beckham. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday night, whether you're listening to us on 105.9 FM or online at ValdostaToday.com. Lots of football to talk about, lots of exciting happenings over the weekend as we celebrate this Martin Luther King Day holiday. I hope it has been a good one for you, and we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. King and athletics coming up as part of the show later on. Also, the Border War, the second in three games that will be played between the high school football players from the state of Georgia and those from the state of Florida. We'll tell you how last Friday night's wound up over in Thomasville. Remember, we talked to Coach Zach Graves from Thomasville High School, and as he was getting his team ready this time last week, we'll tell you how they did Friday night, and we will also tell you what's on store for Martin Stadium this coming Friday night as the second in the series of games will be happening. We'll tell you more about that. A big commitment over the weekend from a pair of South Georgia players from the same high school. We'll tell you where they're going to go. Other commitments as well as we take a look at recruiting. Also, a new coaching vacancy in the state of Georgia, in South Georgia, I should say. We'll tell you more about that and what could possibly be another very interesting coaching vacancy coming up. We'll tell you more about that. Also, we told you last week in the state of Georgia there was some research done as to the number of players who are now playing at the collegiate level from the state of Georgia. We now have the list of South Georgia players who are playing at the collegiate level. We'll tell you about some of those who are going to be going on and are going on now. And, of course, that number will rise coming up on National Signing Day as the players make their official signings. And we'll be in uniform this coming fall. We'll go over that as well. Also, lots more to talk about, including, again, more recruiting over the weekend. Reports from up in Athens regarding some South Georgia players, also from LSU and other places as well. So lots to talk about on this Monday night. 229-241-1059 is our number. Your calls are encouraged, welcome, and appreciated. And also, of course, the NFL playoffs are going on. The NFC Championship, AFC Championship will be happening this weekend. It got us thinking, which South Georgia alumni player, a player who played this high school football in South Georgia, had the most extensive career in the NFL? And we'll tell you the answer to that as part of the High School Football Report. Lots coming up over the next hour. Stay tuned and keep it locked right here. You're listening to the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive, and we'll have more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, once again, broadcasting live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night. This is the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive, also our great friends at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. Man, they have got renovations going on now. I got a little tour of the place earlier today with my friend Courtney Copeland. That place is already fantastic. It's going to look even better when they finish these renovations. So, again, for all your conference business meeting needs, they can still take great care of you at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center right there on Highway 84. Stop by and check out all the exciting things happening there. All right, the War of the Border Games, they have had these for years now. The first one took place last Friday night over in Thomasville, and score one for the good guys. Georgia getting a drive in the final 2 minutes. Horace Everson, a running back from Worth County High School, scored the go-ahead touchdown with 37 seconds left. Georgia beats Florida 20-14 at Veterans Memorial Stadium there in Thomasville. Of course, as always, lots of South Georgia players had great games. Isaac Malagon, the kicker for Cockwood County, had a 27-yard field goal to score some points. John Michael Owens, a quarterback from Cairo, led the Georgia offense down the field in the two-minute drill, just like they practiced it, just like Coach Devo practices over there at Cairo. He had Cockwood County's Ty Powell with a 38-yard pass to set up Everson's final touchdown, securing that win. Again, a lot of big guys, a lot of big games. Willie Bradshaw from Thomasville, Reed Ansley from Thomas County Central, both had great games on defense. Cairo's Austin Shadows had a great fake punt pass to Ty Powell late in the first quarter. So, again, just a lot of guys. Giovante Daniels, a great running back from Lee County. He had a touchdown from 35 yards out. And J.J. George from Miller County also doing a great job getting him downfield. Malagon also had another field goal for 42 yards. So a lot of South Georgia guys getting a lot of play. Torrey Sapp was another one, a big play receiver for Thomasville. Also had a couple of passes caught. So, again, that's what these games are about. Getting these young men out there one more time, college coaches taking a look around, saying, maybe we'll take another look at this guy. That's what the whole thing is about. And so now we're going to see another one of those games coming up this Friday night. It's going to be at Lowndes High's Martin Stadium, 6:30 kickoff for the Border War II. And, again, this is going to be exciting football, as it always is. Let's take a look at some of the players who will be represented in that game. And, of course, Coach Randy McPherson, the head coach of the Lowndes High School Vikings, will be coaching this team coming up this Friday night. So here's what we've got as I pull up the rosters. The South Georgia pretty well represented. How they divide these games is they have last Friday night had all of the football players from I-75 and West, and now we're going to have players from I-75 and East, and then they'll have another game next month, which is actually going to be played down in Yulee, Florida, but it will pit the South Georgia All-Stars from the very southeast corner of the state. But coming up this Friday night, again, here are the schools that will be represented. Atkinson County has several players. Let's see, about nine players on this team, including quarterback Rico Curtis, who will be starting for Atkinson County. Also, one of the running backs there, Gabe McCray. Berrien High School has Devin Harris. He's a very good running back for the Rebels. He'll be playing Friday night from over at Clinch County, where they just have athletes on top of athletes. Macari Biggums, Javante Johnson will both be playing. Coffee High School, here's one to watch now. Andre Heller is a defensive lineman for Coffee High School. He had a great year for Coach Robbie Pruitt. Also, Garrett Sutherland is a great big offensive lineman. He'll be in that game. Four Coffee Trojans will be playing. From Cook High School, you got linebacker Kari Clayton, guard Jeffrey Pinckney, and offensive lineman Jatavius Traylor, all representing the Hornets. From Crisp County High School, kicker Brandon Thompson and Jashawn Taylor. Of course, Crisp County had a fantastic year under Coach Shelton Felton this year. Irwin County, who also always has great players, great seasons again this year. Jeremiah Ashley, watch this young man if you're watching Friday night. He's a running back. He played at Coffey, transferred back where he grew up in Irwin County as a running back. He is some kind of talent. Tyler Soliday, another big offensive lineman for the Indians, and another defensive back. And I've heard a lot about this young man, Ty Hogan. He'll be number 12 Friday night. He is a big-time playmaker for the Indians. Lanier County, Carl Parker's bunch up there. Matthew White is a good-looking quarterback. He'll be throwing it around the field Friday night. Also, a couple of big linemen, Dakota Bailey, Stanton Fender, will also be playing for the Bulldogs. Lowndes, as you might expect, has a lot of players. They are very well represented with nine players on the roster. Wide receiver Jalen Smith, running back Deontay Moore. Also, a couple of defensive linemen in Elgin Griffin and Abby David. Also, offensive lineman Danny Corbett, Hunter Finley, also two big guys there. Linebacker Tommy Owens, defensive back Jordan Wright will also be and kicker Eric Paolo as well will be representing the Vikings. From Tift County High School, Brenton Jones. They have him listed as a defensive back. Now, Brenton Jones played a lot of running back for Ashley Anders this year. Actually ended up leading the Blue Devils and I think finishing second in the region in rushing. He will be playing defensive back as well as Montrell Henry, younger brother of Malik Henry, who's now playing at Georgia Southern. And Henry Montrell Henry has gotten a lot of notice as well. Ashley Anders also told me before the season he thought he had two of the best linebackers in South Georgia, and they'll both be playing Friday night. Elvin Coney and Cody Thompson will be lining up representing Tift County. Also, defensive lineman Juwan Bird and J.B. Brooks, an offensive lineman for the Blue Devils. From Turner County, Malik Holmes, a big defensive lineman, a couple of linebackers in Deontay Crockett and Amarvion Dawson, offensive lineman Brady Wynn, and he's a big one for the Rebels, and also defensive back C.J. Burgess. And representing the state champion Valdosta High Wildcats, Josh Belton, you saw him on Friday nights doing a great job as quarterback. He'll be one of the three quarterbacks that Coach McPherson will be able to use Friday night. James Bushware, he did everything for Rodemaker's defense this year, and he probably may get some punting time in there, too. He's a great punter. He's a linebacker. He'll be getting a look. Also, running back Tevin Gray, defensive lineman Tyler Blue, and offensive lineman Jared Allen and Aaron Graham will also be playing this Friday night. So, again, it's always a lot of fun to see these young men get a chance one more time in front of the scouts to get them to take a look. I think we're going to have a good squad. And that is a 6:30 kickoff this Friday night at Martin Stadium against a team of Florida All-Stars. So, again, it's going to be a great time to come on down. Weather forecasts, Could be a little better, to be honest with you. Some rain expected possibly for Friday night, but hey, maybe your last chance to see football this year. Unless you got tickets to the Georgia Dome for the NFC Championship this weekend, it'll definitely be your last time to see high school football in South Georgia this year. And so you'll get that opportunity Friday night as part of the War of the Borders. You saw these guys play on Friday night for some of your favorite teams, and you'll get them to, you'll get a chance to see them play one more time this coming Friday night. Now, the other big news in high school football is recruiting. Visits are happening every weekend. Some of the top prospects in South Georgia are still uncommitted. They are going on those visits. Of course, National Signing Day is now about 3 weeks away, I believe. Actually, 2 weeks from tomorrow will be, or 2 weeks from Wednesday, excuse me, will be National Signing Day. So time is of the essence. Jimbo Fisher and some of his staff spent some time up in Turner County in Ashburn, and the Florida State Seminoles came away with a couple of pretty big prizes. Tamarion Terry, we've been telling you about this young man. He's a wide receiver for Turner County. Got a visit from Coach Jimbo Fisher and decided to commit to the Florida State Seminoles. Terry's a big, big kid. 6'4", 205 pounds. As they rate these prospects, Tamarion Terry is rated as a three-star prospect. Not too surprising. Again, Turner County has had some success, but from a small town, that kind of thing, maybe not as highly thought of, but man, he can make plays. An amazing senior year. He just had over 1,000 yards receiving, 19 touchdowns as well. He averaged over 25 yards per catch. He had offers from Georgia and Florida before Florida State came to town. He was also recruited by Auburn. According to warchant.com, Tamarion Terry said, "I liked the Seminoles for a long time. I like how the coaches are with the players. Also, their ability to use bigger receivers. So this one is big. I committed to FSU, and this is where I've wanted to be." Again, he did it all for Turner County. Also rushed for a couple of touchdowns and caught 19 touchdowns as well. Now, Jimbo Fisher, and I think they had Lawrence Dawsey, one of the other Florida State assistants, was up there in Turner County as well. They made the most of the trip. They didn't only come away with Tamari and Terry. They also came away with another commitment from one of my favorite nicknames in high school football. Turner County defensive back, Ontario Pokey Wilson. Pokey is going to be a no. This was his first big offer from a Power 5 school, and he didn't waste any time. He said, "This was a big offer for me. I like what they do with their defensive backs and their playmakers. I knew that was all I needed to see. I'm excited. Cannot wait to get there." Wilson is 6'1", 160 pounds. Again, he did a little bit of everything, as happens a lot at small schools. Had 5 interceptions this year. He also took one of those interceptions back 100 yards for a touchdown in the first round of the playoffs. He said, "It doesn't matter what side of the ball, I just want to make plays. FSU likes me as a cornerback, so I'm ready to get to work." Wilson's also a track star. He runs the 400 and 200, and they said there's a possibility that he could do that in Tallahassee as well. So, again, they joined the Florida State commitment list, and as you look at position, and that's always what you need to look at when you look at a team's commitment list, and we're assuming that all these young men will make good on their pledges and sign on signing day in 2 weeks, although there are usually some players that jump around, but usually this close to signing day, the large majority of them are pretty locked in. There are three defensive backs that have right now committed to Florida State: Ontario Wilson from Turner County, also Stanford Samuels, another defensive back, and Cyrus Fagan, both defensive backs that are right now committed to play at Florida State. As far as wide receivers, only two right now on the commitment list, and of course there could be more. Tamari and Terry, and also DJ Matthews, who's a big-time wide receiver from Jacksonville. So congratulations to those two young men from Ashburn making their plays to play at Florida State, and hopefully they'll get a chance to do just that for Jimbo Fisher and the Seminoles. Another commitment over the weekend, the Valdosta High School tight end Jonte Baker. You heard his name called a lot on Friday nights at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Jonte Baker tweeting out that he will play his college football for Savannah State. Congratulations to Jonte Baker, an exceptional tight end, and he'll make a good fit for Savannah State over there on the coast. And also over the weekend as well, Treese Barge, who's a defensive back for Cochran County High School and Rush Pope's Packers, making his commitment this weekend to Georgia State. Georgia State, of course, based in Atlanta, and they had a better year, a little bit better the year this year. They just went through a coaching change, however, and they have really done a pretty good job of recruiting South Georgia. There are a lot of players, actually not just South Georgia, a lot of players from Colquitt County who are on that Georgia State roster, so there'll be some familiar faces whenever Treese Barge goes up to Atlanta. As you look at that roster, the Colquitt County players who are on there, Todd Boyd, who's a wide receiver, he'll be having his senior year next year for the Panthers. And he had a pretty good year as a junior, caught a lot of balls up there. They play their home games, by the way, in the Georgia Dome. I assume that they will be now playing their home games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Also, Marquon Green is a wide receiver from Moultrie. He also plays at Georgia State. He'll be a rising junior. And Gabe Mobley, a big offensive lineman, also plays at Georgia State from Colquitt County. So there'll be another Packer up in Atlanta as Treese Barge making his commitment to play his college football at Georgia State University. Congratulations to all those young men. Of course, signing day is coming up. We'll talk more about guys playing at the next level. As we told you last week, there are over 4,000 players nationwide playing at the collegiate level from the state of Georgia. And a lot of them, as you might expect, are from right here in South Georgia. We won't give you the complete list of every team, but we'll give you a lot of them right after this break. Stay tuned. Again, as we broadcast live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios, you're listening to the High School Football Report presented by Cass Birch Automotive. We'll have more right after this.
Now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back inside the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday. This is the High School Football Report, brought to you each and every Monday night, 6 to 7, right here on News Talk 105.9 FM and online at ValdostaToday.com. Also want to remind you, if you happen to miss part of the show, we put up our podcast. We'll have it up about 20 minutes after the show is over. Go to ValdostaToday.com/podcast, and you can listen to the High School Football Report. It's down at the bottom of the podcast list. We also have our morning show, The Morning Drive, on there as well. Of course, always, the show brought to you by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive. Hey, great deals going on. They always have great deals happening. 20% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, cash allowance on select 2016 models. Again, this offer ends at the end of the month on the 2016 Dodge Ram 1500. Again, special intro APR on purchases. Apply for that FCA MasterCard, and you can find out about more great deals at Cass Birch Automotive. One of our listeners asking me, as I may have sailed right through this information, and I apologize for that, talking about the border war coming up this weekend, or this Friday night, I should say, at Lowndes High School. And they say, hey, what about tickets to this deal? Is this expensive to get into? It is the biggest bargain in the world. 6:30, Martin Stadium on the campus of Lowndes High School. Gates open at 5. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for students, 5 and under, you get in free. Hard to beat that. As I mentioned, there's another game coming up featuring the players from over in the southeastern corner. They're going to be playing down at Yulee High School Stadium, which is in North Florida. That's going to be happening on Saturday, February the 12th at 2 p.m. That'll be some of your Waycross, Tarleton County, Camden County, Brunswick, some of those players over there will be playing down in Florida, so that's the last game that will be coming up. This Friday night, 6:30, at Lowndes High School Martin Stadium. It's going to be a good time to get out and see some great football, which is kind of a oxymoron. It's always a good time to get out and see some great football. Also, I mentioned in recruiting now, two of the biggest names that are still left on the recruiting trail from South Georgia are being courted like crazy. And, of course, it starts with Aubrey Solomon. Friday, this past weekend, the Lee County defensive tackle visited Southern California. He said, this may be my last visit. He came back Sunday night, returning from Los Angeles, and it says he looks like he may not take another official visit. Remember, Aubrey Solomon was committed to Michigan, then made a change. Michigan is still on the list. It is down to Michigan, USC, Alabama, and Georgia. They said he very well could end up back in Tuscaloosa or back in Athens on one of these final two weekends, but for now, he's saying it's down to those four, and I have no more visits, and a decision will be coming on signing day. You will not find out before then. Now, during the dead period, Solomon had Auburn and Florida official visits scheduled for the final two weekends in January. He has canceled those. So, right now, it is the general consensus is that Alabama is the favorite to land Aubrey Solomon, who is just an absolute beast. He's rated the number two defensive tackle in the country. If he's number two, I want to see number one, because I saw three guys try to block this guy and they couldn't do it. He's a beast. So Alabama, Georgia, USC, Michigan, Alabama thought to be in the lead. We'll wait and see what happens on signing day. Another defensive player that Kirby Smart is recruiting in earnest is they call him the big cat from up in Crystal County, Markavius Bryant. Bryant was in Athens this weekend. He is scheduled to go to LSU this coming weekend and then finish up his recruiting at Auburn. He said in an interview, boy, I got showed the red carpet treatment in Athens. Kirby Smart, every other coach, hung around with some of the players. Leonard Floyd, who plays with the Chicago Bears, was even in town. Of course, Leonard from South Georgia as well up in Dodge County. He said they talked a lot about, you know, the fact that they want me. They need, here's who's at my position. Here's who's staying. Here's who's leaving. And really got shown all around the academic picture, everything else. They have shown Markavius Bryant that he is a priority in Athens. Now, he also talked about the fact that Kirby Smart said, listen, I'm not necessarily pushing you for a decision, but it's a numbers game. And we only have so many scholarship offers that we can give. So just know that. I'm not trying to push you, but Markavius Bryant had this thought that he will also make his decision on signing day. Well, actually, I take that back. He's going to make public his decision on signing day. He said, after my Auburn visit, which again will be, he's got LSU coming up this weekend in Auburn, last weekend of January. He said, after that visit, I will let the coaching staff know where I'm going. It will not be made public until signing day. And, of course, coaches can't talk about recruits, so there's no way that they could leak it or anything like that. So, Markavius Bryant, the big defensive end, he's a big, tall, rangy kid, about 6'4". Going to need to add some pounds. He's a rush end. He's about 220 pounds, 225, something like that. But he can play. He can run. He's a good-looking kid. And looks like it may come down. Looks like Georgia really, really put the push on him. He'll go to LSU. Of course, Torrey Carter, who played some here in Valdosta, now last couple of years has played at Lee County. He has been an LSU commit for quite a while. He was also out in Baton Rouge this weekend. And, of course, whenever they had the coaching change there, Les Miles was let go. Ed Orgeron took over on an interim basis and then later was given the head coaching job. And that was music to Torrey Carter's ears because Coach O was the guy who recruited him in the first place. And they are very, very close. So all went good at his visit. He said that he is excited to be an LSU Tiger and still plans to sign with them on signing day. So there's a little bit of winding up recruiting. It changes minute by minute, it seems. And so more visits will be happening at all of these colleges this coming weekend. All right, as we told you about, and coming up again, the question that we kind of posed to ourselves with the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship happening this weekend. Which South Georgia alumni football player, a player who played his ball in South Georgia, which of them had the longest NFL career, meaning how many games played? We have the answer to that, and we'll do that coming up. First of all, we're going to tell you about some of the players who are now playing at the next level. There was a report done by a guy named Steve Slay who researches these things like crazy as far as which high school sends players to colleges. And it's pretty interesting. Again, there are a lot of players from South Georgia, a lot of players from Georgia, over 4,000 of them, and a lot of those young men come from the South Georgia. Now, we'll just start with a couple of these schools, and, of course, some of these were on rosters and they were seniors last year, although most of them are going to be coming back for their redshirt freshman, sophomore, or junior, or possibly senior year. Just looking at the state championship Wildcats, for example, the number of the players that they have. And, again, when you think about players, you think about Mac Loudermilk. He's a punter at Central Florida. You think about big Darius Sapp, big defensive lineman for Georgia Southern. You think about, you know, Josh Norwood, Ohio State. Some of these big, big schools. And, of course, we're very familiar with our Valdosta State Blazers. Antonio Kuma, Davis McCraney, Jamarcus Tyson, they're all former Wildcats now playing for the Blazers. We kind of know about those guys. But there are other guys who find their football playing future in small schools, and it's really interesting to kind of see where they end up. And listen, as long as somebody's paying for your college and a chance to get your education and hang a diploma on the wall, that's all you need. Doesn't matter where it is. Just to run through some of them for Valdosta, Bruce Scott, he's an offensive lineman at Bluefield College up in West Virginia. Chris Green, he is he was a freshman tailback for Georgia Military Junior College in Milledgeville. Raheem Hightower, also a free safety for Marquette, he's up there at Georgia Military as well. I mentioned Darius Sapp at Georgia Southern, Todd Bradley, freshman linebacker, Seth Schumann, freshman quarterback, also up at Georgia Southern. Morehouse College, Rashe March. Cat fans remember that defensive back. He's up at Morehouse. Jamari Chisholm, a defensive lineman. He was a sophomore this past year at Northeast Oklahoma A&M. Also, I mentioned Josh Norwood and the guys playing for the Blazers. The Blazers' biggest rival, West Georgia, Tim McClain, former great safety at Valdosta High School. He was a sophomore this past year at West Georgia. Now, they do have some other guys who have finished up their college eligibility. Senior Eli Thomas at Missouri S&T. Shantoni Johnson, who played at Northern Colorado. They both finished out their college careers. Also, don't forget about, we got one in the Ivy League. Julian Frazier, a freshman at Yale University, former Cat. Perry King playing at William Penn University. These are not very familiar names and familiar colleges and universities, but again, nice just to get a chance to play wherever you're going to play. Now, let's look at the Loudside Vikings. We'll do some of the larger schools in the area, and we'll put this list up midweek on our Facebook page of the High School Football Report, and we'll do it in sections because it is a pretty lengthy list, as you can imagine. For the Loudside Vikings, they're, again, very well represented at the next level as well. And we'll go through, of course, Brian Bell up at Akron University. Everybody knows Brian's story. He's a linebacker playing for Terry Bowden up at Akron. Amir Williams is a defensive back. Now, he just finished his eligibility at Brevard College. Gabe Neighbors was a freshman at Florida State this year. Everybody knows Dyshawn Sims. Saw a lot of starting time on the offensive line for the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Trey Jackson, a great linebacker at Georgia Tech. Zach Copeland, sophomore defensive lineman, played a lot at Georgia Southern this year. Tariq Adams just finished his freshman season playing for the Thundering Herd of Marshall. Brandon Roberts, and he got a lot of playing time at Purdue University, a Big Ten school. Also, as I mentioned, we always have a pretty good representation at Valdosta State University. Alex Brown, sophomore defensive back, got a lot of playing time. Also, Logan Neely, freshman linebacker. Dante Robinson, he had a great junior campaign at linebacker for the Blazers. Arvin Berry, junior running back, he transferred from Brevard. And also, we just lost an All-American, and I know Lowndes is proud to hear that. Kenny Moore just finished his eligibility at Valdosta State. Some of the other colleges. Sean Smith, a kicker from Lowndes at St. Augustine's College. Koyshawn Roberts just finished up his freshman year at Shorter University. Ronald Harrell, sophomore defensive back at Savannah State. Nate Lee, freshman offensive lineman at Samford. Jarquez Alexander, wide receiver at Point University, which is up in North Georgia. Austin Dixon, he had a great year as quarterback for the Vikings, now playing a Wichita Baptist out in Arkansas. Of course, at LaGrange College, Dylan Presley, freshman wide receiver. And also Sam Washington, the defensive end for the Vikings, now played this past year at Eastern Arizona Community College. Will Solomon, freshman kicker at Asa Community College in New York, New York. Probably trying to still get used to the winters. No one here that it's 78 today in Valdosta. So those are some of the guys who have returning eligibility. Now, as often happens, some of these guys may transfer, may leave somewhere else, who knows. But as of this past fall, they were on college rosters. Some of the seniors, I mentioned Amir Williams just finished up his eligibility at Brevard College down in Florida. Of course, Josh Harvey Clemens finished up his career as a safety for the Louisville Cardinals. He is expected to be taken somewhere in the NFL draft, could be up in April. And I think we had one more senior, is that right? I mentioned Kenny Moore, that's right. So most of those guys from Lowndes High School will be coming back. All right, we may need the rest of this hour to go through the Cauquid County list. And just to kind of give you some of the highlights, Cauquid County has a lot of players playing in college, and they will certainly add to that list coming up on signing day. But run through them real quick. All right, Arkansas, D. Walker and T.J. Smith represent the Packers. Both were freshmen this fall. At Central Florida, Jamias Pittman had a great year at defensive lineman. Clark Atlanta has four Packers up there, Chris Bowie, Travis Johnson, Nathan Lang, and Quantavius Singletary. At the Cumberlands recruits a lot of players from South Georgia. Jay Woods and Jacoby Shealy, both former Packers playing up there. C.J. Johnson is a junior linebacker at Delta State. Of course, Ridge Underwood, he's just completed his eligibility at Georgia. He was a linebacker there, backup for the Dogs. Up at Georgia Southern, Ty Phillips and Luis Martinez, the big kicker, both playing in Statesboro. I mentioned the guys from Georgia State. Sean Bonner just finished his freshman season at Indiana. Siam King played mostly on special teams up at Kentucky. Also, some of the other bigger schools. Of course, Ty Lee had an unbelievable freshman year at Middle Tennessee State University. Had a great bowl game. He was one of their leading receivers all year long. Alfred Brown playing at Samford. Bull Barnes, another great year at South Alabama. Keel Pollard actually switched into tight end up at South Carolina. Johnny Ward just finished up at South Florida. Of course, Jaquan Blakely just finished his freshman season at Tennessee. Dondre Copeland just finished up at the Citadel. Also from Cauquid County, of course, some Blazers there. Freshman offensive lineman Kyle Duke. Freshman running back Nate Powell and Alex Williams, who got to see a lot of playing time at defensive end for the Blazers this year. Isaiah Thomas, a freshman wide receiver at West Georgia. Quentin Hampton, he started off at Central Florida. He is now a linebacker at Wagner University. And did we miss a couple? Tamarcio Reese playing at Northwest Mississippi Community College. He was a sophomore, so he finished up his eligibility there. We'll see where he goes next. Freshman defensive back Landon Scott playing for Lenore Ryan. And Daniel Brinson for LaGrange. So a lot of Coffee County Packers playing at the next level. They will add to that list on signing day. Well, and again, a lot of players. We'll put that list up. We'll do it in chunks because there are a lot of them from a lot of schools in our coverage area, but it is good to know that these young men are getting a chance to play at the next level, pursuing their dream, and most importantly, getting a chance to get that education and put that degree and that diploma up on the wall. All right, when we come back, we'll give you some go over some coaching news in South Georgia and also answer our trivia question. Which Georgia high school former player from South Georgia High School had the longest NFL career? We will answer that question next. You're listening to the High School Football Report presented by Cass Birch Automotive and broadcasting live for the Citizens Community Bank Studios. We got more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back on the High School Football Report on this Monday night. I'm Chris Beckham. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember our podcast, if you happen to miss part of the show, ViolastaToday.com/podcast. As we broadcast to you on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. did not play football growing up, but there was a great story I read some years ago about how he knew what the importance of sports was. And it's interesting because he was a teenager whenever he watched Jackie Robinson, who was a great football player at UCLA, by the way, but of course made his name in baseball. And after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball, he later on began to get into more social issues, became a very prominent speaker. They said in that time, the Civil Rights era, Jackie Robinson, as he would go through the South, was even more in demand as a speaker than was Dr. King. And they were very close, and they met a lot. Of course, Jackie Robinson, who was born in Cairo, moved as a very small child out to California. So interesting that they talked about the fact that, and even MLK had a lot of meetings with then-young Cassius Clay, although he is more paired with the Nation of Islam. But Martin Luther King realized the importance of sports and its effect on young people and, you know, how to use that stage to promote social issues like civil rights. So pretty interesting that we remember that on this day. Coming up later on, we'll tell you about some coaching news, including one of the most curious coaching stories that I can remember, and I'll tell you more about that coming up. We did a little research. Of course, the NFL is starting to wind down with the playoffs. Of course, our Atlanta Falcons, who we are cheering on wholeheartedly. We are glad. Of course, we are here at WVGA, your home for the Atlanta Falcons, vying for the NFC Championship this week. They'll be playing Sunday. Falcons will be playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl against the red-hot Green Bay Packers. And so that got us to thinking. South Georgia players with great NFL careers. Some of these names are going to be familiar to you. Some may not. Some go back a ways. But according to our research, and I will say up front, there may be guys we missed. Because as we went through this, we had to cull out a lot because some people were born in South Georgia and went and played elsewhere. And vis-a-vis, that means there's probably going to be people who were born elsewhere and came and played in South Georgia. But we believe this to be a pretty accurate list of 21 players from South Georgia who played at least 100 games in the NFL. And I'll go through them as we lead up to our top 10. Ken Tippins from Cook High School played linebacker with several teams, mostly the Atlanta Falcons. He played exactly 100 games in the NFL. James Butler, defensive back for the Bainbridge Bearcats, went to Georgia Tech and then went on with a great career with the St. Louis Rams. Henry Childs. Remember Henry Childs? He was a tight end for the New Orleans Saints. He graduated from Magnolia High School over in Thomasville before consolidation. Had a very long career, 103 games in the NFL. Oh, Marion Butts. I can remember Marion Butts playing for the Seminoles and the San Diego Chargers. Played 104 games for the NFL, the pride of Sylvester, Georgia. James Griffin may not be a name that rings a bell. Played at Mitchell Baker and then had a long career in the mid-80s as a defensive back. Played 108 games. Stump Mitchell. Now, you may remember Stump Mitchell played at the Citadel. Great return guy for the Cardinals. Product of Camden County High School. Another guy played 116 games in the league, as did another young man from Kingsland, Kenneth Ellis. Now, he played back in the 60s. He was a graduate of Ralph Bunch High School, which was, again, before integration. I said consolidation earlier, of course, meaning integration. Charles Grant, great University of Georgia Dog, played at Miller County. He played 108 games in the league, mostly, I believe, for the Saints. Kent Hill from America's High School played offensive guard, 132 games, most for the Los Angeles Rams back in the league. Dan Land, great Oakland Raider, of course, has been the head football coach recently at Albany State, his alma mater. He is from Seminole County High School, played 139 games in the league. And just outside the top 10, Super Bowl MVP, Deion Branch from Monroe High School, played 140 games in the NFL. So that leaves us with our top 10. Is that right? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's right. Top 10. I had to make sure I had it counted right. Number 10 on the list, former Brooks County Trojan, great defensive tackle, Marcus Stroud. Of course, he played with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. 146 games, a very long career, made All-Pro a couple of times. And I remember Marcus Stroud making a big splash on signing day. I'll tell you about that. We may try to get Marcus on the show leading up to signing day. He had one of the craziest signing days in the history of signing days. So we'll save that for a later date. Linebacker Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson had a long career with the Cincinnati Bengals back in the early 80s. Played 148 games in the league. He is from Albany High School. Now here's one that's a great trivia question. All the great Valdosta Wildcats in history, which one had the longest NFL career? That'd be the kicker. Todd Peterson played for several teams in the NFL, and a tip of the cap to Valwood as well. Remember, Todd played at Valwood, transferred to Valdosta High School to finish up his high school career. Then he started off at Navy, and then transferred to the University of Georgia, where he finished up. And again, he played for several teams in the NFL, 159 games. Don Griffin, another great player from South Georgia, from Mitchell Baker High School, great cornerback with the Bengals. He played 161 games in the league. Victor Green, another great defensive back. He's from America's High School. He played 168 games in the league. Now, one of our listeners and one of our Facebook followers mentioned this as the guy he thought may be number one. He's close. We had him on our show Friday morning. Randall Godfrey, the Pride of Lowndes High School. Oh, Randall took it hard yesterday. His Cowboys getting beat on the last kick. Oh, he'll be rooting for the Falcons to get those Packers this weekend. Randall, who lives up in the Atlanta area, played 170 games in the NFL. He got drafted by Dallas. He played for San Diego. He played for Seattle. He played for Tennessee. Finished up his career 1 year with the Washington Redskins. 11 years in the league, and that's tough for a linebacker. And Randall did it and came out healthy. Did it the right way. Number four on our list, and this guy is going to be a Hall of Famer, Champ Bailey from Charlton County High School, defensive back, played 181 games in the NFL, Redskins, Broncos, one of the best cover guys ever. I firmly believe he'll be in Canton one day. Former Thomasville High Bulldog, Guy McIntyre, is number three on the list, played 186 games, got some Super Bowl rings with the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, he was a Georgia Bulldog before that. Guy McIntyre with a great career in the NFL. Now, here's a name that goes back a little ways. He's number two on our list, and you may have forgotten about him. Born in little bitty Boston, Georgia, my hometown, played his high school football at Cairo High School, and they called him the Big Toe from Cairo. Punter Bobby Walden played 194 games in the NFL, punted for the Pittsburgh Steelers, won several Super Bowl rings back with the Chuck Knoll Steelers of the 70s. The Big Toe from Cairo, number two on our list of South Georgia high school football players who had the longest NFL careers. And number one, 201 games in the NFL from South Georgia, over in the corner of the state now, a little bit out of our area, but he's still a South Georgian. Philip Daniels played at Seminole County High School, played defensive end in the NFL, played for the Washington Redskins. He may have played for other teams. The Redskins are the only name that comes to mind as we talk about his NFL career, but he heads the list of South Georgia players with the longest career in the NFL. He is now a defensive line coach with the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL. Let's see, he played for Seattle. Played 3 years in Seattle, 3 years with the Bears, and then 6 years with the Washington Redskins. And again, he has been a coach with the Eagles for a couple of years now. Before that, he was the director of player development with the Washington Redskins. Of course, he played at the University of Georgia. And while he was at Seminole County, he lettered in football, basketball, and baseball as well. So he has made absolutely his living in the NFL. By the way, his son, DeVaris, played wide receiver at Notre Dame as well. So good genes go in that family. Philip Daniels, the answer to our question of the South Georgia football player with the longest career, 201 games played in NFL. All right, we'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of coaching moves, one vacancy which is open, a much-talked-about vacancy which has been filled, and also one that might happen, which just has me scratching my head. I'll tell you about it right after this. You're listening to the High School Football Report presented by Cass Birch Automotive, and we'll tell you more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back on the High School Football Report as we broadcast live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night, and brought to you as always by our great friends at Cass Birch Automotive. Next week, we'll be telling you results from the Board of War. Don't forget this Friday night, Martin Stadium, Georgia All-Stars versus Florida All-Stars, 6:30 kickoff, $10 for adults, $5 for kids, your last chance to see high school football in South Georgia. Until, well, I guess if you count spring practice, there's going to be spring games coming up this year for the first time. We'll talk more about that coming up in future weeks, but it's going to be the last time you get to see it for a while. Weather forecast right now is calling for 70% chance of rain. Has that changed? 70% chance of rain, we believe, for this coming Friday. So, you know, maybe a little bit wet, but are you asking me if would I watch high school football in the rain? I don't think you have to answer that question. I think you know. Yes, I would watch high school football in the rain. I have watched it in the rain. I will watch it in the rain again. It's starting to sound like green eggs and ham. The latest forecast, well, a little bit better. 60% chance right now for showers. So maybe we'll miss them. We'll get some good football in this weekend. Coaching news. Trey Wolf has resigned as the head football coach at Early County. Trey Wolf's been there for a while. 16 years leading the Bobcats. Took over in 2001. He went 105-75-3. In a very tough region with your Brooks Counties and your Fitzgeralds and your Thomasvilles. So he's played some good competition. He will remain as the athletic director for the rest of this year. A search for the new head coach is underway over in Early County. So congratulations and best wishes to Trey Wolf. He's done a good job over there in Early County. Also, of course, the other hire that got everybody's attention last week was over in Camden County. Bob Spire has been the head coach at North Gwinnett for quite a while. He takes over the reins at Camden County, which everybody, I think, would agree is a very good football program. The big question to be answered, Camden County kind of makes their way with the wing T. They have since Jeff Heron. They have with Welton Coffee. It's been that way for a while. Bob Spire did not run the wing T at North Gwinnett. So will there be a meeting in the middle or a whole new system? We'll have to wait and see. It will be some new things going on in Kingsland. And, of course, he jumps right into the hotbed of one of the best regions anywhere in the country with the Conquer County Packers and the Lowndes Vikings and the Tiff County Blue Devils all vying in that region. So we welcome Bob Spire to South Georgia. We told you last week this was probably going to be happening, and it was officially announced last Tuesday. So we welcome Bob Spire to South Georgia. And again, I North Gwinnett's a great program, but I'm not surprised at all he took the Camden County job. Camden County is an outstanding program in the state of Georgia. I think well-respected. You get to play great competition. Expectations are high, as they are at all South Georgia schools. So those all make sense. Trey Wolf, for whatever reason, probably retirement. He's been there for a while, leaving Early County, and Bob Spire going to Camden County. Now, this other move has not yet happened, although I have on good authority that it probably will unless some late developments are happening. But Houston County High School has been pretty successful over the last few years. Von Lasseter has been the head coach at Houston County for the last 4 years. This was his first head coaching job. Over four seasons, he won 35 games, lost 12, 11-2 last or 2 years ago, 7-3 this year, had the best quarterback in these parts in Jake Fromm, and you know, setting up a pretty good program. Houston County used to be a doormat in that region. He has built it up. 7-3 this past year, of course, in the new region with Valasta and Coffee and Lee County and Northside, very tough region. 11-2 the year before that, 10-3 the year before that. Reports are that Von Lasseter will be leaving as the head coach of Houston County. And again, when I was heard this first, I said, wait a minute, where's he going to go? They said he was going to go to Bleckley County and Cochran. Not that far away from Houston County. Von Lasseter is a graduate of Bleckley County High School. He was an assistant coach at Bleckley County High School. But Bleckley County, the Royals, God bless them, it's a much smaller school than Houston County. And Blakely County, over the years, they've had spots of success. Tracy White was the head coach. He just resigned recently. They were 2-8 last year, 1-9 the year before that. Back in 13, they were 9-3. I mean, they've had spots here and there. They've been there since 1977, and occasionally they've won 8 games here and 9 games there, but they've never been extremely consistent, never been a big presence in South Georgia. So it makes one wonder, okay, well, and there, by the way, there are a couple of other Fromm kids in the system. Jake Fromm has little brothers who are coming up, and, you know, just because one is a good football player, that doesn't mean that they're all going to be good football players, but usually it works something like that. So it makes you wonder, well, why in the world would Von Lasseter do this if he is going to do it? And again, it has not been confirmed that that is going to happen, although when I talked to a very good source of mine in Middle Georgia and just asked him point blank, hey, is this going to happen? Is Von Lasseter leaving Houston County for Blakely County? And this is not a person who is given to hyperbole or overstating things or, you know, anything like that. He said, well, yeah, probably. Okay, well, we'll wait and see. Now, Von Lasseter may call in and say, hey, man, what are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere. But, again, it's, you know, we'll see. The next few weeks will tell you. And I've also heard, and now this is very unconfirmed, and but the Fromm little brothers may also be transferring to another school, possibly Warner Robins. We'll wait and see. That kind of thing could happen. Transfers are certainly not the first. That wouldn't be the first time that that has happened. So we'll keep our eyes on Houston County. And listen, Houston County, they got college prospects coming out of their ears. It's not all just Jake Fromm. He's not a one-man team. He had a lot of offensive guys. He's got some prospects coming back this year. So whoever were to take that over would be inheriting some pretty good football players. By the way, Kevin Smith, who was the defensive coordinator at Houston County, he has left. He has taken the high school head coaching job at Perry. And Perry's had a lot of turnover. They've had 7 head coaches since 2000. So the new principal there, Daryl Martin, used to be the assistant principal at Houston. He got to know Kevin Smith there. And so Kevin Smith was hired last Tuesday at the Houston County Board of Education meeting as the new head coach of the Perry Panthers. So it's interesting in that whole Warner Robins, Houston area. There seems to be a lot of guys who go, you know, from here to there, from school to school, all around there. Guys who coached under Conrad Nix, guys who coached under Kevin Kinsler, who's now at Northside. So it's interesting how those guys kind of bounce around a little bit. So anyway, congratulations to him. But now Von Lasseter, who, again, you know, he may be looking for a defense coordinator, or he may just go home to Blakely County, again, which is not that far away. So we'll have to wait and see. Brunswick's still looking for a job, for a head coach over there as well. That's a pretty good coaching position. Of course, we told you Buford has hired John Ford from Roswell. Roswell then hired somebody. North Oconee's looking for somebody. Noonan's coach just resigned. So there's still some coaching opportunities out there. We'll have to see who ends up where. So that Von Lasseter, that is a very, very curious thing. Of course, as we always tell you, we have the smartest listening audience in football. Trey Wolf, I'm being told by one of my early county folks, will be the new head coach in Daleville, Alabama. Folks, that's called double dipping. You see it all the time. Draw your Georgia retirement, go collect a full paycheck across the state lines. Happens all the time. Happens in private school as well. Get your Georgia retirement from a public school, get in your 30, and then go get a head job at a private school somewhere. Double, hey, I'm not hating on you, Trey Wolf. He's a good guy, and if he can work that out and bolster his retirement, God bless him. So, again, we will be talking more about recruiting and all these coaching opportunities coming up in the coming weeks. There's always something to talk about with high school football in South Georgia. Thanks to our great friends at Cass Birch Automotive, also all the great folks at Citizens Community Bank and the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. Follow us on Facebook at the High School Football Report on Facebook as well. And we'll be back here next Monday night from 6 to 7 with the High School Football Report on News Talk 105.9. This is WVGA. Have a fantastic week.